This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Wednesday, October 22nd. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Santa Cruz City voters have two competing property tax proposals on their ballots this election, Measure B and Measure C.
When you put a competitive measure on the ballot, not only do they need to hit 50%, now they have to beat us.
That's Victor Gomez with the Santa Cruz County Realtors Association. They're the backers of Measure B, which is on the ballot for the explicit purpose of defeating Measure C. Both would fund affordable housing, but C proposes a progressive transfer tax on properties that sell for at least $1.8 million. Realtors fear a transfer tax would discourage sales, so theirs doesn't kick in until sale prices exceed $4 million. Housing Santa Cruz County's Elaine Johnson is helping lead the Measure C campaign.
You know, house people and keep people housed.
We'll have a more in-depth look at Measures B and C later this week. California will start selling its own insulin in January, making it the first state in the nation to do so. Long-acting insulin will be made available through the CalRx program, where the state works directly with drug manufacturers to bring generic medications to patients. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom during a recent press conference.
We are taking out the middlemen, and we are fundamentally reducing the cost to individuals, ultimately extending that to taxpayers themselves.
Insulin purchased through CalRx will be available at $11 a pen and no more than $55 for a month-long supply. Many patients who rely on insulin daily currently pay hundreds of dollars a month for the drug. Patients will be able to access the generic insulin through their pharmacies without a new prescription. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.